If you're listening to this right now, then that means this podcast is now available on AudioMac. AudioMac is the free music and podcast streaming app that lets you stream, download the hottest albums, mixtapes, songs, playlists, and podcasts, along with AudioMac Exclusive. Discover the best new songs by browsing the trending page. Check out the library of carefully curated playlists. There's one for every mood.
And take your favorite songs and podcasts offline to save your data and listen wherever you are. AudioMac is here to move music forward and podcasts, and they are now available now on the App Store and Google Play. Now, let's get on with the show. Hey, y'all.
So, the
good morning
episode y'all niggas been waiting for.
They have, bitch. First off, y'all some impatient ass hoes. We didn't even motherfucking leave Jamaica yet, and y'all were like,
when's it coming out, Monday? Bitch, damn, we on the flight. Oh, that flight on the way back, bitch. We gotta tell that story, bitch, too. So we are gonna actually get into our vanilla shit and our kink of the week quick, so we can
real quick,
so we could just jump into.
Well, wait, we didn't even say, if y'all didn't know, this is the episode on our experience at Hedonism.
They see the title, dog.
Oh, my bad.
Well, my name's Weezy,
and my
name other bitch is Mandy. Shit.
All right, we gonna get through this so y'all could hear about all of our experience at Hedonism. So let's go ahead and get on with you. We gonna start with vanilla shit or the kink? What you doing?
Let's start with the kink.
All right, bitch.
Because I got the video up.
Oh,
so
shit.
We've talked about electrostimulation, but this specific kink is known about zappers. Now, I only wanted to bring this up because it's funny because Mandy was like, why aren't we gonna make the kink more hedonism? I saw a zapper at Hedonism.
Did you?
Yes, I did. So I want to show you this video of how it works. It looks like a...
Okay.
So it's a dom right now, and she's like got this guy in like a caged fucking thing. But she's holding this lightsaber looking shit and zapping his dick.
She's...
Hello. Hi, on your little dick.
Your tickle dick.
You're so sweaty. In pain. Frustrated. Drawling.
Drawling. You're drawling. So this has to do with, I guess, pain a little bit?
So zappers, it's the electrostimulation. So a lot of people, I mean, vibrators are electrostimulation to some degree, but the zappers, yes, are a stronger shock. And so you could put it to nipples, you could put it to the dick, the balls. But most times when you look up zappers, it's in the form of a dom. So she takes this fucking lightsaber shit and like zaps his dick whenever he doesn't obey. But the other ones look like a fucking Brookstone massage.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I didn't realize, to me, zapping has a little bit of pain to it. And it's crazy because I recently met this guy, and I don't know why, but I got mad sub vibes from him. So, you know, I went automatically to thinking, ooh, I'm about to pay this nigga. Ooh, I got me a victim. No.
A victim.
I mean, I did, you know, a victim. What? My bad. Okay, not victim.
That was not a good word.
Okay.
I'm about to peg him. I got my victim.
Okay, well, he was going to be my sub, and I really thought, I was like, yes, I got a local guy who's really into this. So we get to talking, and as we're talking, I'm getting the sense that he doesn't really like anal play. So finally, he's just, because he keeps telling me how there's so much things he wants to do sexually that he's not able to do. He hasn't found a partner to do it with. And so I'm thinking this. So finally, I'm like, well, what are the things you want to do? And your kink of the week actually just reminded me.
Oh, God.
He said what he wants to do is experience pain during sex. And I'm reading off of the text message. He said pain during sex, as in scratching, cutting, biting. The more dangerous, the better. It puts me in a whole different world. I want to see how far my pain threshold is. He said my boy told me his girl pulled a knife on him during sex and glazed it lightly across him. And all I could think is, damn, this nigga lucky as fuck. I also got it. Oh, and then he went into international sex workers that he wanted to experience.
Why don't you do the credit card thing that... What's
There's
his name?
That. But what's crazy, he went further and said choking is a real mild version of it. I think candle wax is a good start because it travels and pain is better felt when it's distributed throughout your whole body. Plus, it doesn't stay hot long. And I was like, well, I
Who
really...
Who the fuck
listen,
is this nigga?
I went to saying, I really hope you find someone because I'm not into putting pain onto people. So I was just like, damn, I'm sorry.
Oh. You've never tried it? You might enjoy it. Especially they're enjoying it.
But I don't know. I think the most that I've done is I'm cool with maybe the scratching, but I don't think I'm into like the punching of balls. Every time we talk about stepping on balls and dick pain and even you putting the zapper was on his dick. I'm not interested in that.
It's funny he mentions candle wax. I was with Beard Bane Scissors, and I brought this candle wax, and I kept, like, bringing it up, and nobody was, like, going for it. And then finally, I just threw the lighter at these niggas, and I was like, I want you to use it on me.
Oh, you wanted it.
Yeah.
Used on you. Well, there's also sex wax. So was it sex wax, or you did a real candle, ho?
No, it was, like, you know, it was a candle made for sex.
Okay.
And they used, and I, like, they knew I was into it, and, like, yeah, it led to sex, but, like, I could tell they were like, we don't need to do this again.
So they did it just because you wanted that shit.
I mean, I was excited about it, and it was just like, okay, this bitch nasty.
Yeah, I don't think that that's something that I would be too interested in, really. But it was interesting because we shared our kinks, and I was like, after realizing we weren't into the same kink, and knowing that he wasn't interested in being pegged or having any type of anal penetration, and then me realizing that putting pain to a man wasn't something that was going to get me off, we pretty much just, okay, well, sex is never going to happen between the two of us because both of us aren't even going to be able to really fully experience our kinks with each other. So now we're just friends. So I'm like, well, if I meet a girl who's into that, I'll be sure to let her know. Thanks for sharing.
For those of you that didn't know what I meant by the credit card thing, in the episode where we had Dash, who did the rope
Sir
thing,
Dash.
Sir Dash. Who the fuck Benson out of me been, over here?
Did you...
Oh,
I'm supposed to go.
You're supposed to go. So you're just meeting all of our guests and learning little tricks, aren't you, Benson?
Oh, I fucked one of your guests too.
You fucked one of our guests. We're about you. Listen, you know what? Actually,
I need to know. I can't go on.
You're not
going to
know. It's okay, but we're not going to say it on air. We're going to do this. We're going to do this off air. We're not going to mouth anything. And you like to give hints. We're just not going to do it. We're not going to do that right now. And you're not going to guess. So now we're going to
the girl in the wheelchair.
Nope. Don't do this, bro. You see, I knew she was going to start guessing. No.
The only reason I felt like it was a girl in the wheelchair is because Benson was really over the top and helpful, and she was fine.
Well, he's not going to admit it, and we're not going to conclude anything on air.
Bitch, you better tell us. So anyway.
Oh, wait, and you would guess her right before our kink of the week, huh? Wait, does that count as her?
No.
My bad. Our kink
don't
of the
even
week.
Fuck it. It's what? Not our kink of the week. It's our vanilla shit. Now I don't even want
to
do it.
This no, so you hard. Have to. It doesn't matter.
Ashley, mad love and respect. I really, really, I just thought, you're just one of our finer guests, so that's why I said that.
Go ahead with the vanilla shit. Perfect timing. Great segue.
This was sent in from a listener. Man deliberately crushed foot to be a sex symbol for amputee fetishes. She has all of her limbs.
Bro, what?
A man has revealed that he deliberately smashed his own foot so he could become an amputee, and now he is a poster boy for sex fetishes. John, in quotations, told OK, whatever that he, OK, whatever, I guess that's the name, that he had suffered from body integrity identity disorder, BIID, okay. AKA WPS, since he was 4 or 5 years old, finally curing himself of it in his mid-20s after having half his leg amputated. It's a rare condition in which people have an intense desire to amputate healthy limbs amongst performing other disfiguring and debilitating actions.
He became an amputee just to be fetishized?
Caucasian.
He is white.
And pale.
But, goddamn.
Dude, that shit's wild. And so... Ashley talked about not amputee fetishes, but she specifically talked about like how niggas be like talking about like fetishizing the wheelchair. She's like, bro, she's like, I don't even know how they find me. She's like, they literally will write.
Bitch, and on her Instagram, she's in mirror selfies sitting
right,
in a
right,
wheelchair.
Right. She's like, but how are they zoning in for me on dating sites specifically?
Does she hashtag wheelchair on her post? So how do people...
She's like, I think that was her point. She's like, how the fuck? She's like, that's what's even creepier. It's like, what the fuck?
How are you finding me? That makes sense.
And she was like, these niggas looking all day, but I don't know, whatever. So, all right, let's get into hedonism.
Let's just go ahead because we got a whole lot to talk about.
I know. And then maybe we could catch up. I want to hear about your vegan date.
So, yeah, it was
But we
really
didn't
good.
Introduce him. We only talked about him on Patreon. So let's do hedonism first and let's maybe do it again.
Hedonism was quite the experience. As many of you guys know, this is my second time attending hedonism. Both times I went with a group of friends. So I want to shout out Tisa, Dora, and Lex P from the Poor Minds podcast. I brought my homegirls out to hedonism with me. Before we get started, before any of you guys even start your Google searches, we'll let you know Hedonism 2 is a... nude resort, however,
clothing optional.
It's a clothing optional resort. However, what's more interesting about this, there are a ton of adult only clothing optional resorts, but what makes Hedonism 2 stand out is that this is also a resort that is considered kind of like a swinger slash sex resort. So I go to say that not only will you possibly, or you will see nude people there, you may also see people anywhere that you are outside of the dining areas engaging in sexual activity.
Well, bitch, they was getting turned at dinner, and I'm going to tell y'all.
They were getting turned at dinner.
So I'm going to start this off with a laugh. Shout out to Denise, who is the woman who greeted us and like was, she lives on the property too.
Yes, she's
amazing. She manages a lot of stuff. She sings there. She was really fun. The staff is really cool. It seems like a lot of them live on the property.
One of the dancers was my boyfriend.
But they can't fuck. That's crazy.
Yeah, they're not allowed to fuck, which sucks.
So there was one night where, I just kind of couldn't escape sex, I felt like. And I was like, oh, God damn, this shit get on my nerves. It was the last night. No, it wasn't. It was the second night. That's right. And I was already annoyed because I can't. Oh, it was raining. And yeah. I was like, damn. And I had been fucking all day. And I was just like, ugh. Like, I was kind of just tired of sex. And I just really wanted to enjoy my meal. So I start eating. It's their chef's gala night.
Oh, when those ladies came up.
Yeah, wait.
That was like the third night, I think, actually.
No. This was the second because I remember what was in my mouth at the time. I'm sitting there with Switz. Mandy wasn't around me at the time. I think it was Lex and maybe one of your other friends, but then you and another girl went away. So this woman to my right, I am now eating my filet and I was having a nice time. And I'm just like, oh, okay, great. Like then I'll get into my suck shit after, but let me just, you know, go back into my shit. I was PMSing too. So I look to the right and this woman is wearing a dress that's cut out and no one's fully nude in the dining areas because you can't be.
Right.
But she started getting drunk, so she was ready
to fucking go.
She stands up, puts her foot up on a chair and goes, nobody wanted pussy for dinner, huh? Nobody wanted it? And I dropped my fork.
Wait,
and I
is
was
this
like,
the couple that was also with the husbands? And the husbands were right there.
Yeah.
And they, yeah.
So then she's like looking around. So Lex is laughing. And I'm just like, I've had it. But I get up. I was like, oh, no, I am trying to eat my fucking steak. I can't escape this shit. I can't. Because you know what? I was really thinking for a second, like, I'm not going to see sex. I'm not going to see nothing. I'm going to see nobody's pussy for the next hour. And absolutely not. And I'll tell you what was also happening to me that day. Not only couldn't we leave the room because it was raining like a motherfucker, there's porn on the TVs, obviously, so you could fuck. For some reason, me and this nigga just wasn't watching movies. He was like, fuck it, let's just watch the porn shit. And I was like, dog, I can't escape.
I didn't even know that. I didn't turn on my TV the whole time. But I guess what we'll do is we'll start just from day one, just so that you can kind of get the full experience. So guys,
we fly into Montego Bay.
Yes, so we flew into Montego Bay, and we already had our transportation set up. So just so you guys know, there is no airport into Negril, and so the resort is about an hour and a half away from the airport. So as soon as we land, we're waiting for our Sun Holiday transportation. And they're like, well, guys, before you wait, we're waiting on a couple more guests that are also going to the resort. And y'all could go to Margaritaville. So when you guys land into Montego Bay, Margaritaville is right at the fucking airport. So we're like, fuck it. We're in Jamaica. Let's drink some fucking frozen shit. We get into our van to go, and bitch, I ain't even gonna hold you. There was old white people.
No. And Mandy's trying to.
And you know, I'm actually the optimist one because Weezy's just looking at me like, God damn, this better not be.
Okay, I'm gonna be real with you. I was gonna say the opposite.
I was the optimist.
No. Usually, I think for our dynamic, I'm normally one that, like, no, we're gonna do it. And you'd be like, nah, da 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 da. You like want things clear and laid out, and if it's not the way it's supposed to be, you get away. And I'd be like, you never know. This flipped that weekend.
This did flip.
So
I was the more optimist one for sure.
I think because we were all getting very excited. Like, so Beard, Bane, Scissors were supposed to go. But what was happening was the very next week, we were all going to be together in Florida for a fucking week, right? Diza, Samira, all that. So then it turned into this thing where like, well, damn, am I going to make this a 2-week trip? Maybe I should be working. And I was like, fuck it. Don't worry about it. Don't go. Y'all just, we'll do Florida. It's fine. It was literally 2 days after Hito.
Right.
So I was planning to go alone. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I don't really want to be unaccompanied at a sex resort.
Right.
So let me bring a nigga. So I end up, the guy that you probably heard me talk about weeks ago, Switz, who I literally have seen one time since I saw him in Switzerland 7 years ago. I was like, yo, come with me. The flight was like 2 G's. I felt so bad. But he was like, all right. So we get in, me and Mandy. And no, I'm sorry. We get on the van and there's this old white man who comes on and he's holding an oak leaf wine bottle.
He did.
And if you know what oak leaf is, this is from Walgreens. And he's like, I packed it. You guys want some wine? And Mandy looks at my face. And I don't say nothing. She's like, I mean, yeah, I guess we do. And I'm like,
yeah, she
I was like, this I was is just fucking like, tacky. I don't do tacky. I was mad, bitch.
She was, and I was just like, Weezy, calm the fuck down. So we take about the hour. It was like an hour and 20 minute commute. Weezy is FaceTiming. I'm damn near asleep listening to the Joe Budden podcast. And so we get to the resort. And when I tell you, I was just like, oh,
it's packed.
This is nice. And it's packed. So it's lunchtime. We get to the resort probably around like 2 in the afternoon. So the dining area is full. We start seeing, I was like, bitch, there's black people here. You can smile now.
So, now, you were saying that you were so shocked because when you first went, you said there wasn't a lot of people.
No. So I went during, I think it was in September. They had a threesome special, should have known. It was a much different experience. This was 2015, so they were also in the middle of renovation. So when I pulled up this time, the renovations are fairly done. I think they're still renovating some of the rooms, but the majority of the resort has been renovated, and it was beautiful. So we entered through this grand entrance.
It was very nice.
It was a really nice entrance. We got greeted with like gift bags. They're like, you know,
I will say this one thing that I was very impressed with. I was shocked at how clean it was.
It was clean. For a second.
I know that sounds fucked up to say, and they are, you know, we are doing this. This isn't technically an ad, right?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be that clean.
Really?
No, I didn't. So I was surprised. Like, even when I sat down in the couch in the lobby, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I thought I was going to feel a little skeezed out.
Yeah, no.
I didn't. My room was clean. I was happy with how clean the property was.
They cleaned
I never
everybody.
Saw one condom hanging out.
No, it was very clean. So we get there, we eat lunch, I guess, and it sucks that I don't eat as much, I will say. And again, for anyone interested in going, so this is not only a nude resort, it's not only a swinger sex resort, but it is all inclusive. So not only that, one of our most shocking things was that they don't even accept tips, guys. So your drinks, your tips, your room, your food, everything is literally included in the price.
Yeah.
We did an excursion. So
that's
we
right.
Went,
that was the only reason you wanted to take cash out.
Yeah.
And I brought cash for that.
She brought cash a tip. They're like, oh, no, no one can even accept a tip. So that was amazing. So we get in there and I guess, yeah, we start eating. What else happened the first day? Cause shit. Oh, was there a show our first night? There was a show our first night.
Okay, so we get in our rooms, and I was impressed with the room. I just, like I said, it was cleaner than I thought. I'm sorry. I just thought it was gonna be. I'm like, you tell me all this shit included.
All of it is included.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So there was two. Y'all are asking about the people. Let's start with that.
Let's start with the questions that we've gotten. Then
what are the people like? So here's my impression. It was. Honestly, I cannot tell you if there were more black people or more white people. I'm going to be real. I think it was exactly down the middle.
It
you?
Was a really mixed crowd.
It was in like down the middle.
Down the middle.
Because of the group.
So I want to give a shout out to Missy K. She is one of the groups that was there. And she also happens to be the person who throws the sex parties here in New York at Caligula. Ironically, she's also the one who strapped me my first time at the sex club. So I went up to her. She had about 200 people with her. And then I want to give a huge shout out as well to Sunny Grooves Tour. They're based out of Texas.
Oh, they were fun.
And you're going to hear from her at the end. What? So it was a married couple who brought a group from Texas there. And I believe there was one more smaller group. So there was three black groups.
So what does that mean? Mandy just said that 200 people came with someone, right? So basically, hedonism is like this all year round, right? So for example, when Mandy went and didn't see that many people, maybe there were no groups that went.
Yes.
So at the end of this show, you'll hear about our affiliate shit. Basically, you can decide when you want to go.
Yes.
You can align yourself with a group. You can find a group on your own, right? So, you know, if you live in Miami and there's Miami Swingers, maybe that Swingers group will end up taking a trip to Hedo and you can know some people there.
Right.
That's basically what the group thing means. Even the white people, they were with certain groups, right?
Yeah. And if you actually go onto hedonism2.com, if you look up events, there's a part where you can go to groups and you can look and see what groups are there. But because we got black ass listeners, and I know that there were not black people the first time I went, and me and my friends felt so uncomfortable. So if you are someone who is not into pink dick like myself and want to attend during another black group, you can actually email the resort and say, hey, when are you guys going to have African-American groups or younger people? So I will
so
say
I think
again,
cheaper,
I wanted to bring up that about the people that were there.
One thing I noticed, you mentioned a cheaper weekend.
Yes.
the weekend that we went was completely sold out, and it was insane to fly.
Yeah.
So Mandy and I, Hedonism was gracious enough to give us these rooms and guests.
Yes.
And we could barely, like...
Even our friends that we wanted to bring along, tickets were...
It was like $1,500 to fly 1,000. Scissors from Orlando.
Even from Atlanta, Alexa's flight was over $600. My friends had to fly from New York to Panama, the country, then fly to Jamaica. So because it was a holiday weekend,
it was crazy.
I would let people know maybe to, you know, look at that as well.
But I know the holiday weekend makes it packed. So just think about that in your travel plans.
For pricing purposes.
I have heard from the people at the resort, Mocha Fest, Dream Weekend, and Memorial Weekend are the most pop-in lit.
They're about the same time, I believe. Mocha Fest is during Memorial Day.
Okay, so maybe that is it. But then Dream is something else.
Dream is something else.
Or the
other way around, yeah.
That's when like the most lit and the most black and the younger week. There's Young Swingers Week, which is also a prime time to go as well. So, okay, what happens? So Lex comes in around midday. Mandy and Lex are getting turned. I think I took a nap. I go have dinner and I start meeting them Texas people. And what I found interesting, so I sit at dinner by myself and I sit next to a dude. Oh my God, that was the child support nigga.
Oh God, you didn't meet this
so
nigga.
I sit next to a Texas dude and I'm like, what do you do?
No, he was from Atlanta.
No, there's another guy to my right.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, he's like, oh, I'm actually here to DJ. I was like, oh shit, that's dope. And I was like, so you DJ in Texas? He's like, well, really, I'm a teacher. And the woman that he brought worked in, I don't know, some secretarial position. And I was like, okay. I didn't meet people with weirdo jobs because it's expensive.
No. So this is
the lady who pulled her pussy out was a doctor of internal medicine.
She was a doctor and her husband was also a doctor. So that's, I think, an interesting point that when you come to this resort, everyone, essentially, I will say, are like you. That you're not meeting sex workers. You're meeting well-professioned couples and singles who either saved up. One of the most interesting things that I found about the weekend is everyone you meet, bitch, they're like family. So
I
met so many people that was like, this is my 30th time here. This is my 18th time here.
So
we've been together. We've been coming for the last 25 years
Switz
of our marriage.
Mentioned that every woman that he fucked had been there more than like 20 times.
Yes.
The bartender said something that I appreciated because I was like, him and I were talking and I was like asking him the craziest thing he's seen there, which I'll tell y'all in a minute. But one thing I noticed that he said, he's like, you know, at first I look at these people and be like, why the fuck do they keep coming here? They could experience a new part of the world. He's like, but I realize as professionals, there is nowhere else they let themselves go like this.
Right.
You know, now I'm going to be real. I'm not an all-inclusive type of person because I like to escape.
Right.
The only thing I might do is a cruise, but that's because they got the casino. That's my escape. But the all-inclusive thing, like I liked that we left the resort. That kind of felt good because there was a lot of times where I was like, I'm kind of tired of this shit. But I did notice that I was, when I came back to the resort to get naked again, the thing that I was thinking, I'd be like, oh shit, is it gonna take me time? Am I gonna cover my pussy? Like, it was so easy to walk around naked. I was so chill.
Yeah. And I think that one of the best parts about it too as well is once you meet the people that are at this resort, everyone is so free, everyone's so liberated, everyone's so nice. So for people who may
they're very nice people.
For people who may be self-conscious in their body or being nude, once you get to this place, you feel super confident. You see the confidence in other people just walking around being free.
Oh,
and I think that
and
is
people
very
ask,
liberating.
Some girl wrote on my comment like, "They not ready for all this body."
Oh, there was bodies, bitch.
And I was like, "Oh, I don't think you get it." Like, nah, was I like the tiniest chick there?
There was a lot of body. Well, I will say Missy K's group. She does focus on BBW women, which is why I said when I went to the sex club, there was a lot of BBW women. So there was a lot of BBW women on this trip. So it's all the body that
anybody
would
want. So yeah, if you
want
to go for a BBW weekend, you could look up that group too.
Yeah. I will say one of the things.
Super fit bitches, the white ladies. When I went in, I went to the gym every day. They were in there early. I'm like, damn, y'all just got done sucking dick. Here you go.
I'll say one of the things about this experience though was, like many people associate swinging and sex resorts too, this part of it was true. I do feel that it was an older crowd.
Yeah.
And again, if you're younger, you may just want to look for a young group. But everyone here, once they started talking to us, I think that we were definitely hot pieces at the resort. But once they started talking to us, I feel like a lot of them were like, oh, I have children your age. So there was kind of a little like they liked watching us.
It was a weird thing because people knew. I'm going to just keep it a stack with y'all. Mandy brought the prettiest girls there, and I brought the finest nigga there. That's the truth. Everybody wanted to fuck the women that we were around, and everybody wanted to fuck him. Yeah. And they were, it was like a prime time. Like, one girl was like, oh, are you guys, like, journalists here? Like, how did this... Because it was a very, like, you could tell, because they were older. So they were like, whoa. We were looking late 20s, like, so they're like, what the fuck?
So I will
White people were saying that to me, by the way.
I will say, however, as far as looks are concerned, I did see multiple men that I would have considered fucking.
Me too.
And I did see a good amount of women that I would have played with. So as far as looks, I think that there was a great mix. And to me, there's something for everyone. Beauty is subjective. So to me, in the environment that it was, and once you got to talk to people, I think it flowed. There were definitely men, and Lord, I saw how well black people age. Because Lord, I was meeting men, and I was like, "Nigga, you're 50."
Yeah, there were a lot of older.
And they looked, but they looked so good.
So I saw more men I wanted to fuck than women there. I'll be real.
I'll agree. So
which
ironically,
blew my mind.
I did not anticipate there being as many good-looking men. So
I
ladies,
was shocked.
I think this would be a place that a you could go with a group of girls. However, you will have to gauge it out because there are a lot of couples that go. So you do need to see where they're trying to play. But there was very good looking men, older, mature men. Not going to lie, I was shocked as someone who wasn't looking for dick.
I'm going to make this one comment, an assessment that I've understood from this time. When I got home, I'm with Beard, Bane, Scissors, and they're sitting and they're like, so you brought this other nigga. And I was like, honestly, I don't feel like if you guys went, we would have had a great time because I think we were all there to fuck. Mandy was drinking and having a good time. And I was in my mind like, okay, this is threesome time. So when I got there and I knew it wouldn't happen because I don't like fucking couples, I was like, checked out.
Oh, okay.
Right? I was like,
so yeah, no, for me, I was just having a good time. All of the girls that I brought were actually pretty vanilla too. They've never been to a sex club. I say vanilla, they fuck, but
the nudity
they're definitely,
I enjoyed,
yeah,
but
they're not, they didn't know what to expect. This was their first time at anything like this. So just know that you don't have to be a part of the lifestyle to even experience this. I had a great time. I will say, let me tell y'all, since y'all want to know if we fucked or not, well, I already said I didn't, but I did experience some things. So at the prude side of the pool, let me tell y'all what the fuck I experienced. So this was maybe my second or third night. We just got back from an excursion. We went snorkeling, and Lex and I went to the pool, and this guy the whole time, of course, and we've talked about it a lot of shows, was into my feet. So we in the pool, I'm twerking on
was
the
this
little
when I was
splash
in there?
Thing. Yes.
Oh my God. The nipple ring, nigga Mandy.
Yes. So let me tell y'all. So we're at the prude side pool. I'm drinking. We literally drank the whole goddamn time. So he comes and he's like obsessed with my feet. So he pulls my foot out of the water. I sit on the side and I just start rubbing his face with my foot. And I'm loving it. This is just fun for me. This nigga then starts putting each of my toes in his mouth. And I'm just like wiggling my toes in this nigga's mouth in front of everybody. So flash forward to the nighttime. We at the goddamn jacuzzi. And if anyone has been to hedonism, the jacuzzi on the nude side is where everything motherfucking happens.
Oh, God.
So we're here at the
That was something I did not want to see, Mandy.
Bitch, we're here at the jacuzzi and there's a bitch to my right sucking dick. There's another woman to my right getting head. We're with a group, so I have all my friends, Weezy in the jacuzzi, her nigga in the jacuzzi. We're all just talking. We're drunk as fuck at this time. And finally, the nigga who was eating my toes, he hops in. He's all ready to goddamn. He's like, I just want to eat you out. And I'm just like, you know what? Fine. So I hop my ass up on the side of the goddamn jacuzzi and I just lift my leg like so and just put his head in. I'm just like, okay, eat this.
You know what? A lot of you like to make comments like, oh, you guys are just like sisters. You fight like sisters. Never more than that moment did it really actually feel real because I couldn't look at Mandy.
Well, my friends loved it. They were like, bitch, you was putting on a show.
I could, my body
and
got tense.
Even my time. I was just like, all right, y'all know I don't even like head, but I was like, bitch, let me put on a show. Let's,
no,
let me
then
crank
she
this
starts
shit up.
Making noise.
Oh, yeah, I started moaning. I was like looking up at the stars. I said, bitch, when else am I going to get head looking up at the stars?
I started talking
in
to
front
random
of everybody.
Niggas.
I was like, this is fun. But then the nigga like went to eat my ass and I jumped. I was like, okay, nigga, now you're doing a lot.
I was so mad.
But no, so check this out.
I was literally like, I don't know how you can do this.
Let me tell you how much in a mood I was. So then I hop up after that nigga was eating my ass, right? And my friends were like, oh, bitch, so you just putting on a show. So I go and I slide over to my homegirl, and I don't even know why. I don't know what I was doing. I ain't never did this in my life. I was drunk and just feeling it. I was like, ooh, bitch, I don't put on a show. Let me put on another show. I take her foot out of the water and I start sucking on her toes. My homegirl. And I'm like, I ain't never sucked toes in my life. But then I felt like technically you only suck in chlorine because bitch, it's in a pool. So it's not like dirty feet or feet that just came out of a shoe. It's like, you sucking chlorine. This is cool. It tasted just like skin. So I was like, okay, this ain't too bad. I don't know if I would suck a toe again. But I was like, you know, this is kind of not bad. And then I realized how much into the foot fetishism I've gotten.
Well, you checkmarked that box.
I did. It was pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie. So, yeah, there was just a lot, but you were able to envision. And then I think on my second to last day there, one of the best things that I saw outside of a flogging session, shout out to King Noir. So there's beds all throughout that are outside in canopies that you could technically stop and fuck. And so there was a flogging session that I saw, but I want to explain to y'all.
I saw one too.
And I brought this up on our Patreon episode, but let me share with y'all the most interesting thing I fucking saw. So I'm at the pool. It's 5 o'clock in the goddamn afternoon. So I'm like, okay, it's not dinner time yet. Well, we already ate lunch, but we don't want to be in the room. So let's just go lay by the pool. We're like, let's do the prude side because we're not trying to get turned at the nude side right now. Wrong. Bitch, me and Lake go to the prude side. They're not playing the twerking music we were dancing to the day before. They were playing R&B. And I guess that this is what got people in the mood. So me and Lex are just sitting here. Next thing you know, I'm talking to her and this bitch is not responding. So I turn to look at what she's looking at. There's a woman laying on a float. There is a woman behind her making sure her head stays afloat. Two women on either side of her holding her legs open. And her man at the end of the float fingering her pussy while one of the girls also has a toy on her clit. And all you see is this woman moaning back in ecstasy as they're trying to make her squirt in the pool. And I'm just like watching it. And I'm just like, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, this is really happening right in front of me. So I was like, my friend was just like, bitch, you done brought me to this goddamn shit. Lex was in awe at the things that we saw, but it was just everyone's so free and fluid. And they were like, oh, bitch, we're all going to help you get an orgasm right here in the pool. So I'm not going to lie. We didn't get into the pool at that very moment. We said, let's go into the other pool by the dining area.
I want to. Let me tell you things I heard. So, OK, Switz gets there. We fucked like one other time because when he arrived, I was like, look,
he had the best trip by far.
Oh, I was like, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I kind of thought it would be like some tag team shit, my nigga, but I ain't really into this. I was like, but do your thing. And I was like, and I asked you to come here to be with me. So I wasn't alone. I was like, when you ready to fuck, you let me know. You got the key. It's all good. Awesome homeboy shit. An hour later, me and him are at the bar. Mandy comes over. They meet. And there's this white woman there, Wendy. Wendy, the bookkeeper. And this nigga goes, what?
I can't say it.
God damn it, niggas. So they I already know he's feeling her. She has a nice body, but she's in her 50s.
She did have a nice body.
So she starts talking about how she's a bookkeeper. And he goes, oh, what type of books you like to read?
He did not.
Yes, the fuck he did not. And I looked at him and
bro,
I'm like, didn't you go to school for
niggas
like-
gonna nig.
So she.
He did not say what's that.
Yes, his black ass did.
So he thought a bookkeeper was a librarian?
So I looked. But it ain't a librarian.
Bitch, don't get me.
So wait. She looks at him and I look at him and I said, I won't say his name. I said, you know that that's accounting? Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Shit, I'm into finance.
Dog, I'm dead.
This bitch looked at him like, I'm still fucked because, let me describe him. I posted him on the story so some of y'all can see him. He's like 6'8", 6'9", dark, tatted up, great smile, basketball player body, really cute. And he was fun. So, and talkative. So he was perfect to bring because he was getting along with everybody. So I could tell they want to fuck.
Yes.
And she's talking to me too, but I was like, so then Mandy, I was like, oh, Mandy, do you want to go get a drink? And she's looking at me like, you not? I was like, no, let's go explore. Mind you, me and this bitch never hang. So if I'm ready to explore with this bitch, we could barely sit in this studio. And I'm like, let's take a trip.
Yeah.
Hand him the key. Mandy and I go walking around.
So we go to the sex club to see how it's laid out. This was, again, it was a slow, it was early. So no,
it was like, it was 11:30. It was early.
It was, yeah, it was early.
And it goes till?
It goes till 3.
Okay.
So we go and it's just a lot of mattresses on the floor. So we're like, okay, this is nice to look. Okay, okay. So we saw it.
And you have to be completely nude.
She let us come in there without our clothes because no one was in there. I mean, with our clothes on. And then we go to check out the nude side of the pool. And we look, and we're looking around. Actually, before we go back to the dining room, we notice him and the couple are gone.
No, 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 him and the girl. This him is a different story. That was it. That was his second night.
So him and this old woman are gone. So we're like,
oh,
okay.
Shit, they fucking.
They fuck.
So Mandy's like, come on, let's go on the nude side.
Yes.
So where was, oh, Lex was tired. That, yeah, she was asleep. So that's why me and you were together. Lex was drinking, and she fell her ass asleep, remember?
Yeah, that is right.
So me and Mandy get in the pool, we're nude, and then we see Switz and Wendy come over. They're fully clothed. I'm like, okay, maybe she's... So I said, where'd y'all go? She's like, I'm just showing him around. So she's
that's
been
exact,
here.
And this
she
was did not. Night.
They didn't say anything. It was her last night. Her husband was sleeping. She's been 30 times. So I'm like, okay. So they kind of have this weird goodbye. And I'm like, okay. So he's at the pool. Mind you, it's the nude side. And the security comes over to tell him to remove his shorts. He get a little attitude about it.
He did
like,
get a little attitude.
He's like, why you don't take your clothes off? Which really pissed me off when he said that to that girl.
Right.
And she's like, you can't, like, you know where you at. Like, this.
Just
can't.
Take your clothes off. So, but this was also, he had literally maybe just gotten to the resort.
So, okay.
Before.
And he's not a rude nigga.
Yeah.
But I understand you just got there and you're like, people are like, get naked right now. So he's standing there. Me, him, and Mandy are talking. And he's like.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I fucked
so what? Yeah, I mean, I fucked. And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah? And he's like, yeah, I mean, she said her husband was asleep, so I couldn't go in there. And so, like, we fought, yeah. It was literally within a span of 30 minutes. He said, right when y'all...
30 minutes of him.
Right when y'all left, he said, she was like, okay, so... And my room was right by,
was
the,
right by
the bar.
Yeah.
So that was his pussy that he got day one, right? So I'm already, like... like, I was, like, not into it. So
but then I'll explain, because day two... We're all hanging at the bar.
Oh, this was crazy.
We're all hanging at the bar. And Weezy, I believe, went to maybe take a nap. She did something in the room. So she wasn't there when it initially started.
When the main event.
Which is crazy. So basically.
It was the dinner, and it was the bitch that got on my nerves.
Yes. She did get on your goddamn nerves.
Oh, I was like, I'm not doing this.
But what's crazy is.
I went to sleep. Yeah.
So we're at. Yeah. So Weezy sleeps. So we all go to the bar. Lex, we're all taking shots back to back to back to back to back. We're literally taking so much shots. We're just fucking drunk at this time. So we all go to the bar after the dinner.
Didn't Lex throw up and come back?
Oh, yeah.
Back up?
Lex threw up and came back.
Boo and rally.
But basically, the crazier part about this one is, and this is, I think, the interesting part for any of the single men or even some of the couples who may come to this resort, is that the husband approached Weezy's friend and pretty much solicited him to fuck his wife. So, and I don't know how much of this story I'm going to tell. Let me know if we need to cut anything out, but.
Sorry to interrupt all the nasty shit that you're listening to this week, but I'm going to help you get some more nasty shit popping. Blue Chew is back again this week to help y'all niggas get your dick up, okay? Now listen to me. I don't fuck niggas that got henny dick. All I'm saying is I've heard some stories. And all you have to do is go to bluechew.com, get your first shipment free using the promo code HORRIBLE. We're going to pay to help you get that puss. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? You can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with Blue Chew. Blue, like the color, brings you the first chewable, FDA-approved active ingredients like Viagra and Cialis. You could take it anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and they're going to work twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. So will your dick. Bluechew.com. Get your first shipment free. $5 shipping using the code HORRIBLE. Show your support for the show. Get some pussy and tell us how it was.
I'm going to tell the story on basically how it happened. So we're all at the bar. The husband and the wife come up to us. So it's me, him, Lex. We're all taking shots. Mm-hmm. And the couple comes up and the man is pretty much like, hey, man, so your body's real nice. And she was actually pretty ripped, too. She had nice titties. So out of nowhere, she's like, oh, my God, y'all look so good. She's like, my boobs are fake. Do you like them? pulls her tits off right in front and literally
her tits off.
Sorry.
Oh, by the way,
pulls her top off.
I will say is obsessed with fake titties. He prefers them,
and her titties.
And then
were
he
fake.
Goes, and she had a new set.
She did, like they were fake. So the husband is literally just like telling big fella, "You like him?"
Oh, stop.
I'm sorry. Seriously. I know. So he's just like, "Do you like them?"
Everybody came up to him. So, then, what kind of basketball?
And then what's crazy is, as he's trying to put his wife on to her guy, she's trying to put me on to her husband. And at that point, I was like, well, I've never been with a white man. I didn't know me saying this made her come even harder to me. And she was just like, because at this point, I'm just trying to watch. I always wanted to see a cuckolding situation. So she's coming to me like, well, you don't even have to fuck him, but who's going to please him while I'm being pleased? And the whole time, I'm just like, well, listen, bitch, I don't even like pink dick. I'm not putting it in my mouth. I don't want to jack it off. I don't want to see it. I just want to see him watch you get fucked, and that's it. So when they finally go to do their whole thing, I realize I'm not going to be able to tune in because she wants me to fuck her husband and this is not happening. So we all go, we start dancing, me, him, her, the husband's watching. And then I realize they're ready. So I'm like,
He said that it started. This is Swiss's story to me when we were talking in the pool. He's like, we were talking for a minute. And he goes, and then finally I was just like, so do you like black guys? And he said, and then it was like, boom, okay, now it's happening. He said it happened minutes after that.
He knew. So I was like, I'm just going to go get my friends and see where they are. Hold on. This is when we were in the grass area. I came back. They were gone. So I'm now just with all my homegirls. We're dancing. We're drinking. Denise came by. We're fucking dancing with her. Then we're like, let's go to the nude pool. We go to the nude pool. This nigga pops up. He tells us the story. They didn't even make it to
the
goddamn
room. They planned to go to the sex club to have sex. Not the room or anything like that, but the actual club. Mind you, there's mattresses everywhere.
Yes.
And he said they didn't even make it. So they fucked by a tree stump.
A bush. He said, I bent her over by a bush. There was a tree stump. Bent her the fuck over. The husband jacked off while he watched her fuck.
Now here's where we were all grossed out.
Here we go.
And where it ruined me for the trip.
Oh God.
Now I'm sorry I'm doing this to you, Swiss, because he was like, y'all about to talk shit.
Yeah.
But this also is part of the story that is very vital to know.
This is also a part of cuckolding that I wasn't ready to hear about.
So
real quick.
I said to him.
Yes.
So well, y'all went to the tree. I was like, but you ain't bring, because we were at dinner. You didn't bring condoms with you. He's like, well, the husband wanted me to come in her.
So not only did he fuck
this
the
woman
wife,
in her, I don't know, maybe early 60s.
Maybe late 50s. So he's bending her over by a bush, fucks her raw, comes in her. But the crazier part about that is, he let us know that after he came in this man's wife, the husband proceeded to enter his cock right after.
Oh, and then?
And use his cum as lube in his woman's
So then
pussy.
He said, when the husband was fucking her, I'm like, so what did you do? You were just standing there like, all right, thanks. He's like, no. He was like telling her, like, I want you to drain him. Like, there's still some left. And like basically getting the rest of the cum out of his dick.
While he was fucking her. And we were all just like, you a nasty nigga.
Oh, I was pissed.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I was so mad.
She was so mad. And she had came. She didn't even know this all happened. So she comes to the pool. We're all still drinking because now he done fucked.
Do you know that we didn't have sex after that?
Yeah, no.
I was mad.
He came up and we all know the story. And finally, we tell Weezy, because Weezy was napping, came up and joined us later. And we were just like, oh, you were a nasty nigga, bitch. He got a whole nother bitch.
Now, let me tell you why I was mad. I was not mad about the story. I wasn't mad about anything like that. And I knew he was going to be wilding and having some experiences. But you telling me you're going to come in this fucking old-ass lady?
He came in her.
And Switz were using condoms. Wait, I want to say that.
Now here's the thing too with him. Didn't he make the excuse like,
man, I got pill, I'm good. And he was like, and to be honest with you, they come all the time. You think they ain't safe?
No.
Fucking do it.
She did say something about she was on birth control. And then who cares?
Yeah,
so then we was like, but there's
she's
other
old
things.
As fuck.
Let me tell y'all what this nigga said. I just want to let y'all know what type of niggas is out here. So he said he went overseas. And there's something. Bitch, can y'all do the research? Let me tell y'all what this nigga said about why
he had it with him, bitch.
I know. So let me tell y'all. And I want whoever lives overseas to fact check what this nigga said. So he telling all of us, we all looking at him like he old nasty ass nigga. So he's like, nah, you know what I mean? I went overseas and like in Europe, there's this pill that you could buy over the counter that cures anything. You literally, you know, syphilis, chlamydia, crabs, you take this pill and it's gone and you could get it over the counter. Duh. So, you know, before I came back to the States, I bought like 50 of them Jones. He said, I got boxes and I give them to my homeboys.
Now, I will tell you this.
What?
When I was in Switzerland, we didn't have unprotected sex. We were fucking for about, I don't know, almost a week I was out there. We did not have unprotected sex in Atlanta. He didn't even try. I didn't even.
So like, maybe he found out about these magical pills.
No.
Nowhere.
And I didn't
they
take.
They ain't FDA approved.
I didn't
we
take
ain't got
him to be
here.
An unsafe nigga. That's why I was so
did
shocked.
You see the pills? For research purposes,
he did
you
have
should,
pills.
Did you not take a picture and get the fucking name
no,
of these pills?
No, I just saw medicine by the bed. But and then he started getting nervous and slash mad because he was drunk and I was kind of being rude. Because I was mad, and I think it came off as jealousy, but I was really pissed off. Because to me, like, I hold people that I'm fucking sacred, and me and this nigga is super casual. I've literally seen him one time in 5 years.
Right.
But I was like, dog, come on. Like, protect yourself. That's how I was feeling. I would have gave that same energy
all
to anybody.
I
he was looking at
y'all.
Me. He's like, so you telling me these niggas got something? I'm like, I don't know, and neither do you.
Well, nah, he was a loosey-goosey. I'll tell y'all, outside of goddamn fucking two old-ass women, he ate my friend out at the goddamn jacuzzi.
Dog,
straight
was
laid
wild.
Laid my friend out and started eating her pussy right after I just got head and sucked on her toes.
Wait, let me tell y'all about this fucking... This is how few women niggas wanted to fuck out there. So, Mandy's friend and me start making out. But then for some reason it got weird. I can't remember why. Oh, she said something about me about how bad I wanted this pussy. And I was like, oh. I was like...
Mm-hmm. She was like...
No, I don't. She's a really, really pretty girl. But I don't like when girls talk to me like that because it makes me feel uncomfortable. But she was drunk, so it's not a big deal.
We were so wasted.
So,
oh, my God.
So her and Switz are fucking around, and we're all in the pool. And then he be acting like he don't eat pussy, even though he do, which really pisses me off about niggas. He was like, I don't eat pussy. I'm like, nigga, you just ate my pussy in Atlanta. But I don't be doing it like that. I'm like, okay, bro. So she was like, yo, like, you trying to fuck with me? Like, you got to eat my pussy, which she's right.
Yeah.
So the other nigga next to her was like, I'll do it.
Oh, Atlanta, child support.
So now, Switch was getting mad because he was like, damn, we was making out. Now you letting this nigga eat your pussy? So now, but they both got this bitch leg at one time. So what do? I said, I have to go to the room. This is too much. I went right into bed, text my nigga like, damn, babe, I can't wait to see you. Shit, this is too much. So
it was amazing.
I get a knock on the door. Them both of them come in the room and they looking at me like, what's up? And I was like, oh, I can't. I don't have the energy for this. Right?
These niggas are wild out here.
It was a goddamn mess. While they finish.
What is crazy is, though, there was no finishing
because
his dick wouldn't get up.
But see, I feel like
he claimed because he just fucked the old lady a couple hours before.
I'll give him that.
And he was really drunk. So I could see how his dick just stopped working. So then my old girl got mad as fuck. You done did all this talking. You done ate my pussy at the jacuzzi.
And now you ain't
got no dick. And now your dick can't get hard.
Now, I will say this one thing. He does have good dick. He has a nice size dick. It's a very pretty dick. He's got good dick. So I did feel bad for him the next day because he was like, damn, now I gotta fuck this girl. That old lady pussy did do something
that
to him.
That old lady pussy.
He was like, nah, I really gotta do it.
He busted in that pussy raw. So nah, but I think out of everything, I thought that if you go to this resort, it worked.
He did the
to
right
go,
thing.
With a group of friends. He had the best time. So if any men are concerned, like, damn, how do I go? I will say it does not advertise on the site that single men can go. However, you can go as a single
there
man.
There were single men because when Mandy and I got in, oh, shit. So the weirdo guy with the fucking wine, Oakleaf, he sits down.
Oh, tell him about this one. This is an old white man, by the way.
So mind you, I will give it this credit. Mandy, so we had three rooms we were allotted, right? Mandy had one, I had one, and I forgot why we had a third. Oh, you're supposed to bring a video.
I was supposed to bring a camera. I was like,
so
oh, damn, my friends, my video.
To
videographer.
Her friends. Mandy couldn't even put her name on two rooms. They were like, no, we need to know who's going to be in that second one.
Yeah.
Give us the exact names.
They're
very particular.
Big with private, like with security and safety.
So that part was
in
nice.
The resort. Yeah.
So a guy is sitting in front of us, and me and Mandy are waiting for the room key or whatever, and he's like, okay, because he has to give the names of his guests, much like I did. Passport number and all. He goes,
everything.
So for Thursday and Friday, I will be having Candy joining me. And then Saturday through Sunday, I'm going to have Nikki. And then for the rest of my week, I'm going to have a 2-day break. And then after that, we're going to have Michelle.
A lot of people are there for a week at least.
Yeah.
So,
so me and Mandy looking at each other, I'm like, you think they're going to be black?
It is a Tuesday minimum. Ironically, this guy is who I ended up sitting at dinner with Lex.
Wait, who, Candy?
I believe it was Candy because it was within the first two nights that we was there.
And they were all Jamaican girls.
He sits at our table. He's a single white male and he had locals, Jamaican girls, literally as his guest during the time that we were there.
Oh, okay. Want to add this in because it's a fucking crazy ass story. Benson, get this mark because we need to do this on Instagram. I asked the bartender, what's the craziest shit you ever seen here, right?
Yes.
There was a very old lady in this show that me and Mandy saw. Her tits were down to her fucking ankles. She could
literally probably 90 years old.
She
not
could tie them around her fucking waist, tuck them into her socks.
She was 90. But real quick, wait, before you get into the story of what you've heard, she was on stage. One of the entertainers was dripping soapy water down her as she flung her tits in a thong on stage.
And mind you, it's like. That's where our titties were looking.
Everywhere. We were just like, oh, that's going to be 90.
When I saw that, I'm then talking to the bartender, and I'm like, yo, what's the craziest shit you've seen here? He goes, well, there was a woman, I don't know, maybe a 75, 85, who knows how. She's an old lady. And she tell me.
Let me not do this whole accent. Don't do the whole. You're not going to do the accent. They like your accent. Not do the Jamaican accent.
So this gonna, it's not good. So he says this old lady comes there, and she had this goal. She comes with her husband, who can't fuck her anymore. She was in Mexico the week prior, and in Mexico, she fucked about 12 men. She wanted to get to the number 15, right? So he says, you know, and this is dream weekend, which is apparently all black, and I guess the couple didn't know. He said, she got to 8 and almost had a heart attack. So apparently goes into shock. Body tenses
up. By taking all these dicks.
He said, you know,
they had to call
it. He goes, because when she was in Mexico, she didn't have no black dick is the problem. So maybe she reached 12. But so they call the ambulance. They take this lady out on a stretcher.
She had a stroke while taking all the black dick.
So he's like, I didn't see the gangbang, but I did see her naked coming out, and I heard what happened. Apparently, all these men fucked her, and she couldn't take it anymore. The other great story that I heard was from Wendy, who is the first white woman that Switz fucked that night, only an hour and a half after being there. I say to Wendy, this is what I'm asking everybody. What's the craziest thing you've seen? What's crazy thing? Wendy goes, well, I've been about 30 times. Yeah. Oh, remember when she got mad? I said, oh, this, when I introduced her to Mandy, I said, this is Wendy. She's been here. She's came the last 30 years. She goes, I didn't say that.
She didn't say the last 30. She just said 30 times. She didn't want to appear, I guess, old as fuck.
Girl, okay, but
girl,
you are.
You're old.
So Wendy says that the craziest thing she saw was a woman tied to a tree and basically left out there for 10 hours for them to do what they want on it with her. Bukkake, piss on her, fuck her face. Yeah. Tied to a tree all day.
That is insane. I don't know how I would feel about seeing that. I will say,
like, what do you do? Hand the bitch some water?
That if you want to experience anything sexually, I'm not going to lie, because there was so many black men, I did bring my strap and I didn't get to peg anyone. Everyone there did seem very masculine. And because they were older, I didn't see anyone interested. But there was a girl. The first night that we went to the nude pool, she was nude, but she walked around with her strap. So she had her her dick out, and it was purple. And I saw her the next day, and I was just like, bitch, I'm you. And she was literally walking around with her purple dick. And I think she was looking for women to fuck with her strap. But there was a woman walking around with a purple dick, and literally at the nude pool, she just had it on, just walking around like she was.
She was really cute.
She was actually cute. She was very,
I want to tell you guys my two cons, because I feel like I'm going to be honest here.
Yeah.
And so here's what I was thinking. I thought, if I would ever go back to this place, would I ever go back to this place? What would it be like? Now, because like I said, I really did plan on having mad sex there, and I wasn't really into anyone to have sex with there. The dude I brought was out a lot, so he was fucking. So I had a lot of experiences solo. Now, I'm a great solo traveler. Europe, it don't matter. I can go anywhere alone. But the one thing I will say is when I was alone, I didn't like that I really couldn't mingle because everybody thought I was ready to fuck them. Mm. Couldn't really just sit and enjoy someone's conversation alone because it's like, we about to fuck. I actually started talking to a couple for about 15 minutes, 11 in the morning, having breakfast. And the dude was like, you know, we were talking about the economy in New York and how different it is and how you can make more money, but you also lose money. Suddenly he's like, you know, I've been thinking this whole time, what does your pussy look like?
Oh, yeah.
And that shit really pissed me off. But then I realized, like, can I really be fucking mad because I'm at a sex resort?
And I'll say on the opposite spectrum, with me being with my friends, everyone was super friendly to me. So
because
we were always together and we were a group. So we were able to, we were just talking.
So this is more of a single woman thing. And also, that did not happen to me when I was around y'all or when I was with him.
Right.
This only happened to me when I was alone.
I think people were soliciting him while he was with you. Is the thing. He was being solicited the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just tell y'all, for the men who wants to go, this is an ain't shit nigga, by the way. We walk into breakfast. All the women are just so happy to see him. He walks in. He's the king. They all start clapping.
Oh, yeah.
When he walks into fucking breakfast, and we're like, bitch, this nigga ain't shit. They're like, that's fine. We don't need him to be. We want him.
He's fine,
a
though.
A whole table of women.
He has just, a fucking 8-pack. He got a great body.
He fucking breakfast. And they're like, woo! I'm like, if y'all... And he's just like...
Bro, let me tell you something.
I was dead.
I was like in shock at how I went. He was eating with me. This girl walked right up and was like, I'm in 1140.
There goes the room. Like, there goes the goddamn
room. So I will say this. If you got a fine ass nigga that's actually your man...
And if you're jealous...
Don't
go. Might not be the place for you. Because these women are very bold. They do, I will say, for the most part, however, they will accept no. One of the other questions that I kept getting and why a lot of people may feel uncomfortable going is the concern about phones. I literally was up at 7 a.m. to get my photo shoot off. Because so many people are nude, no one has their fucking phone.
The only thing I didn't like, someone had a GoPro on the prude side where you can have your... clothes on, and when I peeped that, I wasn't feeling it. Actually, it's funny because Mandy was dancing and having fun, and I was like, yo, like, I'm telling you.
I made a recording of it at the prude side.
I didn't know if you were going to or not. I didn't like that he had his phone out. And actually, we all took some videos dancing and having
fun. So that was actually the guy who sucked my toes, though. And he did ask for our permission.
Nice.
He did ask our permission before. He was like, can I record? He wanted pictures with us. He was there having a good ass time.
Well, I didn't know he asked permission.
He did ask for our permission if he could.
But
take
I didn't
picture
see
first.
That on the nude side. I will say that one point.
There was no.
So here was my
side.
Other con.
Well, also the workers will come and tell you put your phones away.
Okay,
they will. They told.
Well, I didn't have my phone out the whole time. So here was my other con. So Switz was out the room. We only spent the first night together, and the other times he was out and about, fine, chill, whatever. There's no room service, so you do have to go out and get food, right? Here's where I was like, oh, I'm tired of this shit. So the last night, I was like, oh my God, dog, I gotta go home. Because I ain't even fucking out here. Plus, I had this fucking trip playing with Beard Bay and Scissors. I was like, I'm ready to go be with my booze. So it's like 1 a.m. and I'm starving because I was sleeping all night. So there's a snack bar where they have a bunch of food, jerk chicken, pizza, whatever.
Yep.
I'm already fucking tired. And I'm walking. Actually, it's funny. I was on the phone with Maul. No one else I knew was up at this time. It was later than that. It must have been 4. And I saw him look at my story. So I call him. I'm like, dog, let me tell you what's going on. Right? So I'm walking. I'm wearing a sundress, and I'm ordering food. And they're making my food. And security walks over to me, and she's like, I need you to take your clothes off. I was like, yo, I'm just getting food. She's like, well, then you can't. I'm like, are you fucking serious? I'm just trying to get food.
Oh, the snack bar on the nude side.
Dog, I can't even eat unless I'm naked.
There's a snack bar on the prude side.
It closes at midnight.
Oh, so yeah, the nude bar is the one.
So be prepared
till 4, I think.
I will say the three nights that was good for me.
I'm not gonna lie. I could have stayed longer, but I'm not gonna lie. Me and Lex by day 2, she was like, "Bitch, we got another 2 days of this. We drunk. We were so drunk the whole time, and you know how I drink."
Oh, we stopped drinking the last day though.
Oh no, I was drinking.
Hurting.
The whole time.
I would have rather, I will say this, like, they did have Patron Silver, which I was happy with.
They did.
So, but they were running out a lot. Like,
we were drinking Don Julio. We did tequila the whole time.
So, like, the Don Julio was too hard on my stomach. So, like, if I didn't have Patron, I would have, I might have, you even mentioned it, or maybe he mentioned it, like, should we bring liquor? I kind of, because you have to go to the bar.
Yeah.
I would, the one thing I would change is I would have brought a little bottle. It's free, yeah, but it was just like, damn, now I got to get my ass up,
yeah,
get a drink. And what if they don't have it at this bar? There's a lot of bars there.
There is.
And they can definitely help you with whatever you want. Like, if they don't have Patron at one bar, you just got to go to the next
one. And then they don't start serving alcohol until 10 a.m., which was my problem because I was up at 7 every morning. But for breakfast, they do have mimosas and Bloody Marys every morning set up for you to get. So that was super dope. I will say, for people who are asking as well about the all-inclusive experience, the drinks were whatever you fucking wanted. And then for the food, they have a hibachi grill. They have a pasta place. And one of the nights we went, bitch, they had grilled lobster tails, a whole sushi.
I'll be real with y'all. It's a lot of buffet. It's cruise food.
I like
it. It wasn't terrible, but it's cruise food.
My friends actually really enjoyed the food. They had my ackee and saltfish. They have different nights. They had oxtail one.
Yeah, they have a lot of variety.
A huge variety. They have a salad bar at all times. They have a lot of pastries. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I don't eat a lot, but there was definitely a lot of options. And my friends were eating good. They loved it. I will say,
it feels again, like a cruise on land.
It's
because
a cruise on land. And something else that's also exciting, if you guys go, all-inclusive also includes the excursions. So you can go scuba diving, snorkeling, kayaking. And then they do have other things that you can get. They do have massages. The massages you have to pay for. But we got massages while we were there, and it was one of the best massages.
Me too. You had Sasha too. We both had the same girl.
And we got it
and
on
I could
the
hear
water.
The water.
You could hear the water. So you could have the option to have your massage out by the beach, under this little hut on a massage bed, or you can get it inside. I chose by the beach.
And I do want to, I know Mandy said it, but I do want to highlight just one more time that the excursions, right? So being able to snorkel, kayak, all of that stuff is included.
Yeah. You just, there's a certain
time
that they do
it. And I've been to all-inclusive where it's not.
Yeah. So
like
that
in Atlantis.
That was amazing. Again, if you guys want to check it out, I would say this is a great experience to have, whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're looking for a trip to have with your boo, your side nigga, or your homegirls. I want to go again. I had a great time. This was definitely a much better experience.
Friends.
I had a great time with my friends.
Because
my friends all said that it was their best trip. And they've all. So Lex, if y'all listen to Poor Minds, she did a recap about her experience there. And then my homegirls who just came, and they've never been to anything like this, in their Instagram caption, they said this was the best girl group that they had the funnest time. I actually, by the way, I took somebody's edibles. Y'all.
Me too.
Y'all.
That's why I
went
to sleep.
Jacuzzi. Let me tell y'all about this story. I literally, for like 2 hours, bitch, I was in this position and I said, I'm about to drown. I can't move. And I literally was falling back into the water and couldn't move because I don't know what the fuck type of edibles this shit was. It was a little gummy and she was from California. Bitch, I died that night and I just kept laughing.
That's why I didn't go out the third night.
Bitch.
Oh, I will tell you this one thing.
Hit me,
this was the one time I judged somebody. So we're at the bar. It was the girl with the edibles, right? So she was like, are you into drugs? That's the first thing she asked me. And I was like, I mean, shit, what you got? She's like, you want to eat them? You want to smoke them? What's good? I was like, oh, like, dope. Like, fuck yeah. Like, let's smoke. So I smoke with her, and she was like, you want edibles? I'm like, you know what? I'm not really good on edibles. But I knew I wasn't going to go out that night because the nude side at night is basically fucking. So I was like, eh, whatever. So I was like, yeah, let me get one. So I eat the edible, and then I start smoking with her, and I'm like, where'd you get this weed? Because I see that you flew with the edibles from California. She's like, bitch, I meet this nigga by the caves and he was selling weed and obviously I ain't had no money, so I fucked him and I got the weed.
She fucked for weed?
Oh, bitch, I looked at her like, oh no.
It better have been what's a pound? What, I don't know. What's the most weed you can have? A kilo?
I would never throw shade
weed,
nobody's
bitch.
Bodies, their sexual experiences. That never came from me. But when she said
it better have been molded in diamond.
Oh, wait. Then the nigga next to her goes, oh, you acting like you better than this. I said, oh, I'm better than that, honey. Because I ain't fucking for weed.
I'll say,
at a cave, nigga?
I have a con. And this is actually maybe some advice to the men. So this was maybe our third night there.
Mm-hmm.
I did run into a guy who I was ready to get a pussy to. I was in the mood. He was very handsome. Don't judge me. He
King
had a
ahead.
Whole girl, Black Panther, with the dreads.
He was cute.
He was cute.
Very cute.
So he was there with two of his girlfriends.
Girlfriends?
He has two girlfriends.
Okay.
And they were
throuple.
It's a throuple, yes.
Okay.
So he was there with both his girlfriends, but this was the one place where he was able to deal with other women. So he had met me earlier at the pool, And I ended up seeing him again at dinner. By dinner, he had a whole Black Panther outfit on. I guess
there was a costume.
We missed the memo of the cosplay night. So everyone did have costumes on. This nigga had a whole, the claws and everything, bitch. I was like, okay, Wakanda forever. So we're flirting. This man is tall, skinny. He's probably like 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", with dreads, dark skin, Wakanda forever, bitch, in a whole Black Panther costume. So we're flirting. I had already let him know, like, well, you're cute, you're handsome. He was only 33, so he wasn't that old. And I let him know, I'm probably going to give you this pussy. So we're flirting, we're talking. He's all over me. We're doing shots together. Next thing I know, I kept saying possibly, like, you know, I'm flirting, not wanting to make it seem like we can go right now and fuck because I'm with all my friends. Next thing you know, we're at the bar and he's now telling my homegirl how beautiful she is. And so I pull him to the side and I said, this is what you get for being greedy. You ain't fucking either of us now. So my con would be that you're at a sex resort. So you're just maybe trying to get whatever pussy you can. And you may actually go from thinking you're going to get one pussy to two pussy to no pussy because niggas is greedy. So I was literally like, nigga, you had me. I was down. And now he's like, no, I was just complimenting
her. But you don't think
her.
It was like a threesome thing he wanted?
It wasn't going to happen. But I'm also one. So I'm often the friend where I put niggas on to somebody. I'm also very dominant in the sense where I want a nigga obsessed with me. So as soon as I see you may have eyes for my friend, oh, I'm going to just go ahead and fuck my friend in. I want a nigga to have his eyes only for me.
I'm a snowball off that when I'm... So there's a part of me that's like, Mandy, it's a sex resort. But I will say
so
this.
So then at that point, I felt like he was just trying to get whoever...
But I will say open. I had a very... One thing that I felt like it was a lot of quantity over quality. I didn't like that people were just like ready to fuck everybody.
Right.
Like I am more of a person like I would have rather have talked and enjoyed a couple. Like that's kind of my shit.
Right.
When I've been to sex clubs, I have never had someone say anything to me like, I want to see what your pussy looks like. So the fact that it was 11 a.m. did piss me off. And I understand I can't get all like above myself with it because it's a sex resort. However, I've been to some nice parties where I've been with a nigga. They start talking. They're like, it's implied already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, at least talk to me a little bit before you're like jumping down my throat.
Well, and he was. We talked earlier that day. I will say another thing, guys, if you're going to go, ladies, if you go, I met a couple, Kango hat. This is how you know niggas was old. I said, I want to fuck a nigga with a Kango hat. What the fuck is wrong with me? But he was cute. He had a beard.
He was very
nice.
Cute.
Nigga looked like Slim Thug a little bit.
He was cute.
And so I was kind of vibing with him. He saw me on my first day there. Finally, I meet his wife. I was not interested in the wife. But out of respect, I see he's with his wife.
I couldn't believe how much better looking people were than their wives.
He was way better than his wife. I was like, damn.
Dog, even Switz was like, yo, these niggas is losing.
The niggas was...
For a nigga to say that about you, like, I've been seeing niggas that look decent with bitches. Like,
yes. So I'll say, so we go to talking, and finally I meet the wife. I'm respectful. I say, hey. He's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I... Thank you so much for coming up to me because I see my husband's been checking you and you guys have been having conversations. But let me tell you, we've been here 15 times and what I don't like is how women will try to sneak around me and I don't understand. He liked to go and sneak off with bitches without me knowing and then I could tell it was on some jealousy shit and they are not communicative as a couple. So I was like, oh, let me not involve myself with this. And I said, well, it was a pleasure meeting you. This is why I'm going to respect you and him and thank you. And after that, when I seen, I guess, apparently he moves a little messy when he's at that resort.
Not the place
I was like,
that.
This isn't
fair.
The couple that I want to play with. I also didn't really want to play with her. I would have just played with him. So
actually, let's take this time to say, fellas that listen to this podcast.
Yes.
A lot of you use our show as a way to get your girls to open up. And I'm going to be real. I love meeting y'all at the live shows. Because
yes.
The bitches like don't like us until they get the energy. And they're like, okay, y'all cool. That's what happens. Do not use hedonism as an excuse to fuck other people. I can totally see it making somebody uncomfortable.
Yes.
Mainly because if your girl isn't into other women, if you don't want your girl fucking other niggas, but this is like your way to get a threesome and whatever, like it's just not the place. People are so open and free and it is very overbearing that you and you may get jealous about if you think you'll get jealous about other beautiful women, like you have to take it for what it is. We're here for 3 days. We're probably never going to see you again. Just get over it. You know, like don't go in there with any apprehension.
Agreed.
This also may be the place where you can let those go, but I think you do need to...
There needs to be a conversation if you go with a partner.
There was a girl that I noticed. There was a nigga I was looking at. and he would be alone for a second and she would like run right behind him. And I was like, oh wow, she don't really want him out here like alone. Or she, that either means she don't trust him. They haven't laid their rules down. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'll be real with you. I didn't need to make rules with Swizz.
Right.
But when I was talking to Beard Bay and Scissors, it was like, okay, if one of us is asleep and then are y'all going to have a threesome with someone else? Like, we were talking about things like that. What would this be like? What is this experience going to be like? And he was like, are we going to fuck, like, are we going to fuck other couples? Like, talking that through.
Yes.
Talking through all the scenarios, because it will be thrown at you.
There's a lot of different scenarios.
Bro,
I'm sure your nigga didn't think he was going to come in a bitch and then the husband was going to come right after.
I'm sure that I didn't think I was gone for an hour, Mandy.
I know.
I was like, all right, y'all, I'm gonna take a nap.
Literally, that's all you had to do was turn around.
Came
and
back,
was
it was cream pie Katie.
Out. Listen, I hope that you guys maybe took some of our experience, but luckily we were also recently in the studio with one of our future guests, and she also went to hedonism. So we sat down and asked her how her experience was. So we're gonna go ahead and let you guys listen to what her experience was like at hedonism. Hey guys, we haven't had her yet on the podcast, but she is bringing a ton of good tips and things about Femdom, yeah, and swinging.
Taylor
McFly, who is a future guest that you guys will be listening to soon, has also experienced hedonism too at Negril Jamaica. And so we're now sitting with her now and wanted to kind of bring up some of your experience since Weezy and I have gone through ours.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like hedonism?
So let's start with, who'd you go with?
So I went with a girlfriend.
Okay.
She is very, very like conservative about sex. So I had to convince her. And that was very interesting.
Why'd you guys choose hedonism?
I brought it up to her. I'm like the friend that's always like suggesting the crazy shit.
That's us.
Yeah, and she's just like, and I'm just like, girl, I'm an Aquarius. You know, I'm going to suggest some crazy shit.
Is she queer at all? Yes, like, is she a friend that you would have fucked?
Huh?
Is she a friend you would have fucked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like while I was there at Hedo, like I did eat her pussy and we played a lot and stuff like that. She's really kind of strict about what men she kind of interacts with or okay, whatever, but she loves just being in the environment. So when we got there, the first place we went to was the beach where, you know, it's all nude and shit.
The nude side, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And immediately, like, guys just started coming up to us. I was like, look at y'all thirsty asses. Like, we literally just sat down. I'm like, okay, y'all been here how long? But yeah, so it was just seeing everybody naked. But when I went, it was so many young black people. I went during Young Swingers Week.
Okay. So they mentioned that to us before. So what kind of crowd was at Young Swingers Week? Because definitely the time we went, they were definitely older.
Mm-hmm.
So what type of crowd was at Young Swingers Week? And were there black people?
Yeah, so it was majority black. A lot of them came from Canada. Just like an age range, maybe between 25 and 30. It was a lot of singles. It wasn't a lot of couples.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a lot of singles. And the guys were like, fine, like, fine.
They paid them niggas to be there.
I don't know what they did, but I'm glad they was there.
Yes. That's real. Were they playing as well?
They were playing, and then they were part of, like, they were having, like, a bodybuilding pageant going on. Cause they So they were having two separate pageants. They had one for best ass. So, like, the women were doing, like, the ass pageant or whatever. And that was during dinner. Like, so while you're eating, they have, like, on stage or whatever doing shit. And then they had a separate one for the men.
And they all had ripped ass bodies.
Oh, ripped.
When did
ripped
you go?
As fuck. I went June. It was June 5th.
Last week?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was, like, June 5th through the 10th, something around
did
that time.
Did you and your friend Marcy, I don't know why I just said that name. That's my landlord's name. Did you guys go into the sex club together?
Yeah.
How does she feel about it?
It's just weird with her. Like, she loves the environment and loves watching and loves seeing shit.
Right.
But, like, she's very, like, conservative about who she will touch.
That's how my friends were.
Mind you, I'm just like, hey, we about to be lit. Whatever.
Well, they were all vanilla until we got there. Then they were just like, I don't know what the fuck got in they goddamn drink.
But, yeah, it was fun.
What was your favorite moment of hedonism?
Definitely the jacuzzi and, like, the pool area.
Nude side.
I did some fucking over there. Yeah. Because, you know, there's, like, the pool, and there's, like, this whole little cabana thing or whatever people go inside, and they're in there fucking. It's, like, right beside the
pool. I'm curious to know, because from what I know, you didn't have sex at hedonism, right, Mandy?
No, I didn't have sex
at hedonism. So I brought someone, so I had sex with him, and we used condoms, but I'm curious to know, like, being out and about, were you having safe sex? How did that go, like?
Oh, all my followers know I don't play about safe sex.
Like, so were you bringing condoms, or did they have it, or how did that go?
So Hedo provides them.
Right.
Yeah, so Hedo provides them. I always made sure there was condoms.
Because I didn't just see them by the... I thought they were in designated sex areas, but I did see a lot of people fucking at the pool. And
I think a lot of them were like couples or married couples, so they're used to just having sex unprotected.
Because like, I was like, what did I do?
I think that that's what it was like. So a lot of the couples definitely were having sex unprotected. But if you want someone else, I know that even the married people, they brought condoms. Yeah. If not, Hito does provide
them. For sure,
them.
For sure. You got to stay on your shit, like always. But yeah, it was a good time.
Would you go again?
Definitely. I'm trying to go in October. They're having another Young Swingers Week.
Really?
I think it's the beginning of October.
Okay.
And I'm trying to go for longer.
Okay. Is there, like in, there how many days were you there?
I was only there for about like 4 days.
Same.
But I want to do like a week.
What was your biggest takeaway? Like what did you enjoy the most?
That people really out here doing this shit. And no, living in this real shit. Life. And just being like carefree and don't give a fuck. Like that's what I understand. I'm like, people fuck all the time. Just go experience like one time. Even if you don't fuck. There's a lot of people just watching. Just as voyeurs. People ought to be voyeurs naturally.
So I experienced like the voyeurism or whatever, but until we got to the sex club, oh, that's right, I didn't go with you. I guess Mandy will tell you guys the story, but she was saying that she was on the bed and like her and her friends were pretending like
we were pretending we was moaning, but we was just wanting to watch everybody around us.
Because I'm not going front, that sex club, there is one thing that was very particular that's never happened to me. So we're exploring, I think this is the first night, because the nigga I was with got some pussy. So I was like, all right, let's just walk around, right? So we walk up to the door of the sex club, and you had to remove your everything. And your drink had to be down.
Yeah.
So it's really not even like, because I've been to sex parties, I've sipped my drink and watched.
Right.
And I've been clothed. I was like, oh, you had to take off everything.
Before you even get into the room, they make you
bitch, take at one point, at the nude side, I went to get pizza and I had to get, I'm going to tell y'all about it.
Yeah, it was amazing. So I guess, What advice would you give to any of the listeners who may want to attend Hedonism or any other sex like resort? What would be your advice?
Go with an open mind, first of all. Just know you're about to see people fucking, like fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think some people go and think, oh, they're gonna fuck, but it's gonna be in a private room and I ain't gonna see it. No. People gonna fuck wherever they wanna fuck. And you're going to see that shit.
Did you see a lot of that during Young Swingers Week?
Oh, yeah. Just fucking everywhere.
I was shocked. I saw
much.
A lot at the prude side, and I wasn't ready for that.
On the prude side, yes.
So what I didn't understand, I will say, I thought the prude side meant you do keep the clothes on. It just means you can keep them on if you want to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because the nude side, you're required to take them off.
Right, yes. Right, exactly.
So it was the whole goddamn resort. There's no escaping this goddamn
No,
thing.
At all.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to share a little bit of your experience. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get back to Weezy and I's experience over the 4th of July week at Hedonism. So thank you again, Taylor, for letting us know how you experienced Hedonism.
No problem.
Thanks, all right, so that was Taylor's experience. Again, she is going to be a guest on one of our future episodes. I hope that you guys are looking forward to it. Also, I did bring my equipment with me while I was at the resort. So instead of a bonus clip at the end of this episode, you guys are going to hear me asking one of the people who are responsible for bringing other black swingers to the resort. So this is, I want to say, a good friend of mine, because we've actually started talking and communicated after we left. I'm in a group chat on WhatsApp with her and her husband, but I'm going to go ahead and let you guys listen to what she thinks this resort means, how she brings couples and other swingers and people interested in this lifestyle to Hedonism. And again, she's black, she's in her 30s, she's wonderful. So at the end of this episode, I'm gonna leave you a clip of my interview with the woman and person who is in charge of the Sunny Grooves tour.
Now, if you guys want to explore this website, it is hedonism.com. If you end up booking a vacation, we are affiliates with this resort and you can use the code HORRIBLE. It does not get you a promotional rate, but who knows what it'll get us at some later point in time. We would like the resort to know that, you know, our show's got some holes and weight on it, and maybe they'll end up doing a deal for us. We don't know. But for right now, it starts off with the code HORRIBLE. So we would invite you guys to go on this trip and then let us know your experiences.
Yes, I would love to hear y'all's
experiences. We cannot wait to hear that. So if you go to Hedonism, if you use that horrible code, detail that experience in an email, and that's going to be our home mail for the week. We have no home mail this week because all y'all did was ask questions on the pitches.
So I hope that we answered all of your questions that you may have about Hedonism in Negril, Jamaica. Again, check it out. This is probably one of those experiences that you definitely want to get in before your lifetime. So do it as soon as you can. And again, I'm hoping to experience this again. And Weezy and I would both love to hear y'all's experiences. And before we sign out, we do want to let you guys know that this episode has been brought to you by Hedonism. So thank you, Hedonism 2, for allowing us at your resort and letting us experience this and sharing it with you guys today. So once again, shout out to Hedonism, and I want to give a huge shout out to Denise, who was our host while we was there, who was absolutely amazing. So once again, check out Hedonism. That's HEDONISM.com. Thank you again, and we hope that you guys enjoyed this week's episode. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Hey, this is your girl Mandy, and I'm here at Negril Jamaica. Of course, we're at Hedonism 2, and I'm here with one of the group hosts of the Sexy Grooves Tour. Can you go ahead and let us know your name, where you're from, what you do, and how long you've been doing this?
Well, my name is... I am out of Dallas. I'm originally from LA. I'm here with my husband, and we brought a group, the Sexy Grooves Tour. We came with about 35 people. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm losing my voice.
We both been drinking. We have both been drinking, y'all.
And drinking, and yes, but we've had a great time. We've been here all week and just enjoying ourselves.
So you and your husband host this. Can you explain to our listeners how you and your husband came about starting a tour to come to Hedonism 2?
So it's always been his dream. You know, we met traveling, actually, and I lived in L.A. and ended up moving to Dallas because I fell in love. So, you know, we just enjoy traveling. We enjoy bringing our people and having a good time. So we wanted to introduce it to new people and different demographic and just really enjoy ourselves. And because I have friends all the time, like, you're always traveling. I want to come. And really, that's how it kind of started.
So if you guys know anything about Hedonism 2, this is an adult-only clothing optional resort where kind of anything goes. So can you let me know how you've introduced this lifestyle to maybe friends? And I want y'all to know she's melanated, she's beautiful. So this is one of the black hosts with one of the black groups who have brought our people here. So no, you're not gonna see all white wrinkled up old people like you guys have been asking us. She does have a black group. So how did you introduce this to your friends, your family, and your followers?
Friends, we have a group of friends that we know in Dallas, and we've kind of just expanded from there because, like I said, we travel a lot. So we've met people all over and have, you know, been traveling with them and come with them, and people meet us even here. You know, we've met people who were like, oh, I didn't know, you know, there were groups that come. I just booked with my husband. And so that's kind of how it grows, you know. So a lot of our people that we've met, I met in other states and other parties and other locations, and everyone is lifestyle. My husband and I are full swap swinger couple, but not everybody is lifestyle. You can come here, you can get naked and lay on the beach if that's what you're into. You can watch some freaky shit if that's what you're into, and you can participate if that's what you're into. So
you know, I'm gonna ask, because I think everyone wants to know, what is probably the wildest thing that you've seen maybe here at Hedonism? What is the wildest thing you've seen?
There's some crazy stuff going on. But it's really whatever you're into. Let me think. There was a lot of fucking in the pool. Actually, on the way here, there's a jacuzzi that I got lost. There's a jacuzzi that I end up passing. And I hear, like, moaning. So I forget where I was going. Done segued, walk, because I like to watch. So, I mean, you could see a lot of stuff. I've saw a girl with like four guys, a gangbang. She asked. I saw her pick out who she wanted. They walked out the pool and went to the playroom. And
ma'am, we need to come across a gangbang while we're here. Just so you know. I guess also, could you let me know how someone would get in contact with Sexy Grooves Tour, or how they can come to know about your parties or events coming up here or anywhere else in the States?
Okay. Well, we have a website, www.sg3ent.com. You can book through the website. We're also on social media. Sunny Groove Entertainment is Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. And what would be your biggest tip or advice to someone looking to come to a resort like this? I think a lot of people are nervous about even just coming here. I've seen also a lot of comments on our Instagram like, oh, I've always wanted to go there, but I don't know what to expect. What would you tell someone as kind of a way to get their feet wet with coming here?
I would say just keep an open mind. You know, you never, it really is what you want it to be. It's the best place ever. I have a great time every time I'm here. It's never long enough. I did 5 days. We did 7 days this time. I'm like, I still need 3 more days. I'm not ready to go. But yeah, just be open-minded. You know, don't judge. You know, what's not, what you're not into, someone else may be. And just, you know, take it for what it is and get what your fantasy is, you know, enjoy yourself.
So how did you meet your husband and how did you get introduced to this lifestyle?
I met him traveling. We were on a vanilla trip, which is, for those who don't know, it's just a, you know, a typical trip. It wasn't a swingers trip.
A vacation.
And so we met there. It was kind of, you know, he was in my inbox and whatever. I didn't think it was going to be anything. And then we were long distance, so we would visit each other. And he told me he was a swinger. And I was like, that's a real thing, you know? Like, black people do that? What do you mean? So he was in the lifestyle as a single guy. And told me about it. And so we visited a couple of clubs in LA and Dallas. And we've been to the one in a club in New Orleans. And so just kind of, you know, baby stepped me into it. I didn't really know it was a thing. Like the lifestyle, I didn't know it was I just did freaky shit. You know, I like to fuck. I like to watch freaky shit, you know, whatever. But it was a whole lifestyle and it's a whole community.
So how is it being a black woman with a black man in this type of lifestyle? Like you said, a lot of people don't believe that black people, this is white people shit, and we talk about it all the time. We call it WPS. But how is it to be a black woman and a black man in this lifestyle?
It's fun. we have a great time. But yes, there are black people in the lifestyle. There are sexy people. Black sexy people in the lifestyle.
And is this something that you share with your friends and family? I think that this is also, again, where like it's still kind of taboo. So is this something that you have shared with your friends and family, especially that you do trips? How did you open up to that with them?
I've shared with select friends who I know, you know, can handle it. I've shared some to an extent with some family. But I really don't live for anybody else. You know, we live for ourselves, and he and I, as long as we're happy, we always communicate about what we're doing. And, you know, we check in and what do you think about this? What do you think about this? We throw ideas off the wall. We had the craziest fantasies and stuff we wanted to fulfill coming here. So, you know, just open-mindedness really is what it takes to be in the lifestyle.
I love that. Oh my God, you're making me so happy. Well, guys, we're going to make sure we put all of the information in this episode. And again, welcome to Hedonism 2 in the Grill. Thank you, guys.